This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
There has been the allegations against Huerman once stalking a female colleague on a cruise ship just because he wanted to show off his hunting skills. That has to be one of the strangest things a female colleague could hear from their boss or coworker on a cruise ship when they're there to relax and get away. And, oh, look, here's your creepy boss that just wanted to prove to you he can find you any place you are. I can't imagine what the psychology is behind that or why one would go to that length to prove that to a colleague.
Well, it goes to that grandiosity. It's going toward, it also probably couldn't help himself. You know, serial killers cannot help themselves. They go for sensationalism and they try to relive all these things in the past. You know, when you go to some of these serial killers from the past, they're able to go dormant for a period of time, but dormant in the killings, but not dormant in their abnormal behavior that they need to satisfy those impulses. And so this could just be one of the things he was doing to be able to satisfy his crazy impulses as a serial killer. In other words, instead of going out and actually murdering another prostitute, I can just creep out my coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a really weird thing to think about how they can go dormant for so long and then just have this uncontrollable urge to commit the crimes that they do. I'll make a weird analogy here, just one that maybe we could understand because we're not serial killers, but it's almost like a chocolate chip cookie, if you will. And we'll say that this is horrible, but the victims are the cookie, if you will, for this analogy. They can smell the cookie, the Huermans, the serial killers of the world, but they don't always have to go eat it. They just get enough of the scent, and then that suffices them. That's like how we are sometimes. Like, it's good enough. It's bad for me. I don't want to eat it. That smells good. I'm moving on. But what is it there? Sometimes you're right there, and there is the fresh baked cookie in front of you, and you know it's bad for you, but you know what? You're going to eat it anyhow. Is that how they're thinking? Is that how a serial killer thinks? And in a very, very rudimentary sort of way, where at some point their urge is just so strong that they can't control it and they're going to do it even though they know there's going to be risks involved, and that's obviously a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, I think right onto your point, it's exactly as you're describing, and also what you're seeing when you're doing it is leakage.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's unable to contain the impulse. And so it's manifesting through leakage in another inappropriate way. And because these people don't have empathy and a lack of ability to truly connect, they also, because of that, don't understand their impact on others. And so their leakage of these inappropriate behaviors, they are not completely aware, like you and I would be, of that's really off.
Mm-hmm. And so they continue on their path because that red flag isn't there.
Yeah. So they could have reverse this a little bit. So if she's giving clues back to him when he's kind of given some leakage at work or in the workplace, where she's being the subordinate, as many subordinates are, whether you're male or female, and the boss is saying something weird and inappropriate, you're laughing along, you're joking, because you don't want to offend the boss and make it seem like you don't like him or you don't like what he's saying or you think he's creepy, because your job can be impacted by that. He could misinterpret that entirely, not realizing that, wow, I'm being creepy, and think like, hey, I can... Now, granted, I don't think he thinks this. People in this kind of condition, they don't do a lot of premeditation. They just keep acting. And so if she's given behaviors that she's not off put by, that little leakage before she goes on the cruise, like if it's being playful to her to say, oh, no, you could never do that to me. And, or more importantly, whether she did or not, if he interpreted it as playful, he's now escalating because he misread what the intent was that she was trying to give him.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think there's a lot of men like that. I mean, I would say especially when a lot of men are younger, if you will. But sometimes, you know, we grow out of that. We mature. We realize, hey, being that kind of guyish guy is not always the most attractive thing to a woman to prove your masculinity or whatever the hell he's trying to prove here. Certainly not masculinity, but I could see Rex in some way interpreting that, look at this, look what I can do. Very childish, but in his mind, it's a show of strength. It's a show of power, and doesn't realize just how off-putting or bizarre that way of showing it is.
Right. And it seems congruent too from what some of the other prostitutes have come forward and said about him, mm-hmm. also about how he was just strange.
What makes it go someone like this from I'm hiring prostitutes? Because obviously we've heard from many that have not been murdered by him, but were used by him. What would be like the triggering factor where some of them he kills, some of them he doesn't?
Not enough. I don't think his initial impulse was to murder. His initial impulse is to satisfy a fantasization going on in his brain. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's hiring people to play out these weird fantasies. I mean, just look at all these serial killers. They all had really odd fantasies that they're doing to women. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point, when the fantasy without killing cannot be satisfied, it's going to escalate.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
So it's him literally just trying to satisfy it.
And always seeking that, and then sometimes finding it, and then sometimes not, and sometimes eventually being found out.
I think part of it, most likely too, is, you know, probably a confluence of timing of when his peak craving wasn't being satisfied, as well as opportunity from who he was interacting with in that environment and where he was at. So I think it was probably a little bit of otherwise, why not kill everyone every day? I mean, so I think it comes down to a lot of lack of impulse control at the right time. You are hooking up with just the right prostitute, and there you go.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.